See, the left on campus, the administrators, what they say is it's not anti-Semitism. It's just free speech. We hate Jews. So we should be able to say that and do things that show it. I mean, all right, we want to pretend we don't hate Jews while hating Jews.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. President Trump, he should get the Peace Prize just for this, okay? So I'm serious. He should win the Nobel just for this. Systematically dismantling Jew hatred, Jew anti-Semitism as policy on college campuses. And I'm about to prove to you this was going on. Not just, you know, the Democrat leaders of these campuses saying, oh, Trump's out there trying to squelch our free speech, Hitler, Hitler, Hitler. No, they're the Hitler. Because you know what Hitler would have loved to have seen on campuses? In fact, did do a similar thing. A Jew exclusion zone. They didn't call it that, Nazi Germany, but they actually had spaces on campuses in the earlier part of Hitler's regime where Jews couldn't go. Which is weird because they had that at UCLA too. Wait. Nazi Germany had a Jew exclusion zone on their campus. Yes, it did. There were places you couldn't go, and in classrooms, places you couldn't sit. There were classrooms you couldn't go into. You were segregated into part of campus, and then you were eventually kicked off, which I guess is what the Democrats are working up to. I don't know. I can't believe I'm reading this headline in 2025, but I'll go ahead and read it. UCLA, so University of California, Los Angeles, UCLA pays big settlement over, quote, Jew exclusion zone, unquote. $6 million to settle the lawsuit brought by Jewish students and faculty members over the school's handling of anti-Israel protests. Most specifically, allowing protesters, who, by the way, Lee, were many of them not students, to ban Jews from part of the campus known as the Jew Exclusion Zone. The lawsuit was brought last year by the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty, and accuse UCLA of aiding and abetting it. Okay, here's what happened. You go back to the height of this. These Jewish students, many of whom are Orthodox, so they, you know, the men actually, you know, wear the...
Yeah, there's visible...
skullcap.
Yeah, right.
Right, so they are obviously Jewish, and one of the lead plaintiffs here is an Orthodox dad of four who wears it, so he's very identifiable. They would not allow you into that part of campus, which he had to go to class, unless he would denounce Jews and Judaism. Swear a blood oath. That's Hitler stuff. So, and so he said, yes, he had to change his routes. They gradually took over more of the campus, so there were classes he couldn't go to. And even after the federal judge ordered the faculty and staff at UCLA to dismantle the Jew exclusion zone, they refused to. You know, they have their own police force, right? So they could have removed these people, many of whom were trespassing, committing crime to be there on the campus is trespassing. They ignored the judge's ruling that they were to, on civil rights grounds, Lee, dismantle the Jew exclusion zone. Why? Because they liked it. They thought it was cool. I mean, Jew hatred has become hip. Let's not kid ourselves.
I thought liberals were against segregation.
Yeah, they become more Nazi-like every week. And have you noticed, like, as you've always said, Lee, they accuse you of what they are. Mm-hmm. The more they scream Nazi, 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 yeah. Nazi, I swear it's because that's what they're becoming.
Yeah. The mustache is showing.
Yeah, I swear. Well, it is. They might have, before too long, they'll be growing it at the rate we're going. So federal judge says, no, you've got to dismantle the Jew exclusion zone. You've got to get rid of that. They just don't. Now they have to pay out $6 million to Jewish students. So remember what they did after that, because it was almost, and I said at the time, like they were mocking Jews. They not only refused to remove the trespassers from the campuses, many of whom didn't even go there. They then sent the Jewish students emails warning them, hey, you might want to not come on campus. You might want to just go to school online. Here, we'll let you do that because you could be hurt. While refusing to remove the people doing the hurting, the spitting, the shoving, the violence. Because if you entered the Jew exclusion zone and you refused to denounce your religion or Judaism, they would beat you, spit on you, shove you, take your stuff. So this was physically violent. This is straight out of Nazi Germany. Mm-hmm. But it's UCLA.
Yeah.
So they ignored the judge, just figured, I guess they're liberals, they could do what they want, free speech, blah, blah. Well, they just lost $6 million. Yetzkov Frankel, then a third-year law student at UCLA, father of four, said he faced anti-Semitic harassment for wearing a kippah and was forced to abandon his regular routes through campus because of the Jew exclusion zone. When anti-Semites were terrorizing Jews and excluding them from campus, UCLA chose to protect the thugs and help keep Jews out. The other thing they did was refuse to punish students who were taking part in this as well. They knew who they were. And this was obviously a violation of the student code of conduct, but they either wouldn't bring charges against them or they dropped the charges they had $6 million later. So good, because I'm here to tell you this was just a test case. Christians were next. If the left got to do this, they were going to go wild. They always do. And Donald Trump is dismantling this system. So good for him, because this wasn't going to end well in our country. And Lee, you can see where this is coming from, because remember what we learned from the Biden administration, their spokesperson, John Kirby, and I will never forget this. Who is funding the violent anti-Semitic street marches like the Jew exclusion zone? Iran. Iran is funding it. The world's number one state sponsor of terror, sponsoring Democrat street marches when the Chinese aren't paying the bill.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because that's the other side of this argument, too. Not only were they, you know, Jew-hating and anti-Semitic, but they were promoting a terrorist organization.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And terrorism against Jews.
Yep. And the financial bloodshed hasn't stopped there. Listen to this. Harvard has now said it will dish out $500 million to settle their dispute with President Trump. That is over double what Columbia University paid when they caved. And the beauty of the Columbia one, that was a $200 million. So basically, they're paying the government $200 million in damages for their Jew hatred and their anti-Semitism, while admitting they did it in order to get their federal funding restored, and they've got a whole management plan to help them hate Jews less.
Well, they'll probably go up on the tuition and then basically get more federal money for it.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
But the beauty of this is not just that Trump extracted this fine from Columbia. It's $220 million. And then they get, if they pay it and put themselves on this plan, they get the research money back, which means the federal government can come in and check on what they're doing. They had to admit that they had discriminated against Jewish people, and that they are in need of a management plan. And that's huge, Lee, because these people were all on television, including liberal television hosts, you know, claiming, oh, it's Trump. He's a censor. He's Hitler, Hitler, Hitler. He wants to censor speech. We can't advocate for Palestinians. We can't advocate for Gazans. And that's not what this was about.
No.
They can do those things just fine. They can let protesters do those things all day long if they want. You just can't beat Jews and exclude them from campus. You can't tell Jews, hey, you're different, you're less than, you have to go and go to school online because the thugs that we refuse to remove might beat you. So, by the way, they also agreed to pay $21 million to settle the investigation costs bought by the U.S. government. So Trump investigated them for their anti-Semitism, and they have to pay for the investigation as well. Total winning. Total winning. And in exchange, Columbia gets its grants restored if it is found to have stopped the Jew discrimination and Jew hatred. So this is nipping this in the bud. This is huge. Because, I mean, Lee, you know how stuff starts in our society. It starts on campus, and then it spills off. Mm-hmm. We do not need that. And, you know, that's the one side of this coin. The other side of this coin, and Trump gets this implicitly, is that these universities were using visas where they largely approve who gets the visa and the government rubber stamps it without doing much research. They were using them to bring violent Hamas supporters and recruiters to campus. Hamas is a designated terror group. To campus. they had become a back door for them to get into this country. Then they're going to campus, stirring up the, you know, Jewish exclusion zones, leading the violent protest, and Iran pays for it all. And you were watching the weaponization of the Democrat Party, and it was all coming off campus. So Trump is like, no, we're not going to turn campus into an anti-Jew terror training camp, because that's where it was going. But not anymore. Total win. And folks, again, internationally speaking, I think Trump should get the Nobel Peace Prize just for this. I mean, if we gave it to Obama just for being black by while winning the presidency, right? Yeah. So the Third Reich is going to have to pipe down for a little bit. Third Reich is on the left, as we can see.
Genes are passed down from parents to offspring, often determining traits like hair color, personality, and even eye color. My genes are blue.
Sydney Sweeney, Casper Keynes.
Mm-hmm. What I can't show you is, as they say, that Sydney Sweeney has great genes. Yeah, they're zeroing right in on her chest. That's the whole point. They don't mean genes. What was American Eagle doing? To listen to angry liberal women.
You guys are complaining about that Sydney Sweeney jeans ad, so I went and saw it. That's Nazi propaganda. Wow. I thought it was going to be like kind of bad. That's going to be in history book.
I will be the friend that's too woke, because those Sydney Sweeney American Eagle ads are weird. Like fascist weird. Like Nazi propaganda weird. Would we be surprised that a company whose name is...
Mm-hmm. Okay, it turns out that American Eagle was actually giving a nod to the most famous jeans ad of all. It's a remake of it. It's the Brooke Shields ad, which you may not remember if you weren't alive back then. I wasn't to watch it. But it was her putting on her Calvin Klein jeans. She could barely get them on. They're so tight. And you could see Sydney Sweeney is basically redoing the ad, which was very controversial at the time. In the ad, Brooke Shields talks about survival of the fittest is whoever has the best genes. That's the punchline.
The secret of life lies hidden in the genetic code. Genes are fundamental in determining the characteristics of an individual and passing on these characteristics to succeeding generations.
And the whole time she's, you know, squirming around the floor trying to put on her jeans. She doesn't have any underwear on. That's the whole point of nothing between me and my Calvins. Well, you know, she was 14 and it was very risque, but also extremely heterosexual. The kind of thing that would never be allowed to be seen, because heterosexuality, femininity, masculinity of the real kind by actual people of the correct genders is being erased from our society. Or it was. Why is the left going so cuckoo bonkers over this? Like everything else, comes back to control and money with the left. A lot of people online have a lot of good theories. Well, it's ugly liberal women. It is. They're mad. They thought they'd defeated this kind of thing. They were going to never have to look at an attractive white woman again, much less a masculine white man. Dear God. But that's not what's going on here. You noticed a number of years ago, roughly corresponding to Obama getting out of office, that all of the ads started to change, and then they changed a lot, and then they really, really changed, and then everything in our movies changed too. And you didn't see anyone like yourself in the ads anymore. Did you notice the characters in the movies and a lot of times in the ad too stop looking really masculine or feminine? They look sort of, well, is that a dude? And men stop looking like men. And the only way you could show a white man in a movie anymore is if he was guilty of murder or really dumb and he needed a black woman to lecture him. You've seen it. Come on, you know. Where'd that come from? Well, that's just liberal wokes writing. No. It was mandated. Because advertisers lost free speech, just like posters to social media under the Democrats. It wasn't about woke. It wasn't about diversity or love of diversity. It was fear. And if you want to understand what has broke, do you feel like something's broken? Do you feel like that? We've seen movies recently that have just come out. We've talked about as a family, I meant to talk about here, that don't have any of this. It's not there. Where'd it go? Well, they're not afraid of Obama anymore. So they can go back to normal advertising that shows normal things that appeal to normal people like Sydney Sweeney, because she's beautiful. Yeah, she's got big boobs too. That helps. And a nice butt. Which is why they put it in jeans and pointed out, hey, she's got a really nice jeans, set of jeans there. Yeah, jeans. They don't mean jeans. And the left knows what she means. They're mad because if they had run that ad 3 years ago, they would have been destroyed in the stock market. Well, by who? The Human Rights Campaign. Obama's pro-gay censorship outfit. If you want to understand how this worked, you're going to have to tune in for the next segment. Because I'm telling you, 3 years ago, American Eagle stock would have bottomed out after this ad. And it would have been fake, and it would have been orchestrated by the Democrat Party because they refused to say and show and do what the Democrats, most specifically Barack Obama, thought the culture should be. Barack Obama has had a stranglehold on everything you see, and that's why no one on TV looks like you anymore. They're not normal. They're weird. And the fact that Trump won is why the rebellion is happening. And you can actually see an ad like this. They would have bankrupted American Eagle over it a few years ago. And I will tell you how they would have done it and how they can't do it anymore. And that's why the left is screaming, coming up next. Why is the left going wild over the Sydney Sweeney ad? So much bigger than what everybody else is saying. It's because the left would have destroyed American Eagle 3 years ago for the same ad. American Eagle made it because they can now. How would they have destroyed American Eagle? What's the difference from 3 years ago? Barack Obama, through his human rights campaign, had a total lock on speech. That's why people like you, like me, normals, people who are heterosexual, people who are overtly feminine, people who are overtly masculine, don't appear in ads anymore. They're all kind of genderless like Obama. Obama was remaking the world in his image, his bisexual, genderless image. He was, through the human rights campaign. But okay, Tara, but how would they have, come on, destroyed American Eagle over that ad? Oh, in the stock market. See, the big hedge funds that are all liberal, Larry Fink, Vanguard, State Street, all of those, would have simply refused to pick up their stock, would have dumped what they had right onto the market, would have devalued the shares in response to a bad rating from something called the Human Rights Campaign. If you want to understand the horror of this and why you don't recognize your culture, if you want to answer to the question, why on earth would Bud Light put Dylan Mulvaney on a can? That doesn't represent their audience. Aren't marketing executives supposed to market to their audiences? They are, unless they're terrified of Barack Obama and the human rights campaign. If you want to understand what just happened, the left is in screaming because they think that Sydney Sweeney and whoever made that commercial is a Nazi. They're screaming because they can't control the content of commercials and movies anymore. It's going to revolutionize everything. Here's the headline of the article you need to read. It's from the Wall Street Journal. Last fall, Ford, Coors Light, and other brands retreat from gay rights index. Human rights campaign run by Barack Obama's former deputy campaign manager, i.e. Barack Obama himself, essentially. Human rights campaign used a ranking of companies to advance same-sex benefits. And it talks about when Ford scaled back its diversity initiatives, it called out one organization by name, the Human Rights Campaign, Obama's outfit. The automaker last week told employees it would stop providing workplace data to the gay rights lobbying group, which spent decades persuading big companies to embrace policies hospitable to lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer employees and customers, but also minorities. So here's what they would do. In order to get your good score so your stock wouldn't get drop-kicked by these, you know, big, powerful investment firms that would buy trillions of dollars, you had to literally let people from the Human Rights Campaign form DEI colonies inside of your company. You had to provide access to your data, to your hiring data, to your retention data, to your payment data, but you had to let them infect the marketing program as well. You had to pledge that unrepresented minorities would be forefront in your commercials. And well, normal people who do represent a minority could go somewhere else. Like people who overtly look heterosexual, homosexual, like heterosexual, male, female, like this. The Sydney Sweeney ad during the height of the campaign of terror of the human rights campaign would have gotten that stock dumped wholesale. But when Trump won, it was clear the Democrats didn't have any more power. The emperor had no clothes. What happened? 535 companies had allowed almost total infiltration by the human rights campaign. That's why nothing you see in your orbit looked right. That's why Bud Light put Dylan Mulvaney on a can. They were trying to keep their stock from being dumped. That's why we see like Jaguar destroyed itself. Their new line of cars come in transgender colors, pink and light blue. They had transgender people in tutus marketing them, trying to keep Obama happy. It was another form of the censorship. The other side of the coin that we saw the FBI do. The FBI couldn't embed inside all these companies, so they invented the human rights campaign. And so what looked like a horrific drift of our culture that made you feel like a foreigner in your own country, it was fake, 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 fake woke. Like everything else the left does, it's fake. And so what the Wall Street Journal is pointing out here is what you've seen the campaigns. I mean, they've been going on all year. Lowe's, Ford, Jack Daniels, Molson Coors, Brown Foreman, Tractor Supply, Harley Davidson, all of them announcing, hey, we're dumping our DEI. And so Wall Street Journal was trying to explain, okay, they are, but why are they all mentioning the human rights campaign in their press releases? They're saying, oh, we're firing our whole department. Well, what's their whole department? It's Barack Obama's minders. If you didn't ensconce them in high-paying jobs where they could essentially rule you from inside your company and make all of your marketing look weird and woke, you were going to get a bad score. You're going to get a bad score, you get dumped. No more Vanguard. No more BlackRock. No more purchase of your stock. Good luck. And that's how they did it. So when you hear the left go wild over the Sydney Sweeney ad, what they're really complaining about is their censorship industrial complex inside of marketing. And this applied to movies. It applied to ads. It applied to everything. Oh, by the way, you had to hire the people they recommended to be liberal woke dictators inside your company, and you had to retain them. And you had to prove you were doing it to get the score. This is why whole DEI departments got fired after Trump won. And it started right away, I mean, within weeks of his win. And so when you hear MSNBC do this, this is what they're complaining about.
The pun, good genes, activates a troubling historical associations for this country. The American eugenics movement in its prime between like 1900 and 1940 weaponized the idea of good genes just to justify white supremacists.
But folks, it was more than that. I'm just trying to explain to you why the culture was so off. Why would you market this stuff that doesn't appeal to most of your customers? Because they had no choice. Obama was making them do it. But he wasn't just making them do that. This is how the Democrat Party forces people to fake support them out of fear. The Human Rights Campaign awarded 545, because Wall Street Journal, 545 companies a perfect score in the index, including both Ford, Molson Coors, Lowe's, Brown Foreman, Tractor Supply. Yet all of those companies, after Trump won, dumped the Human Rights Campaign. What else did you have to do to get their high score? Well, provide Democrat social groups with lots of money. You had to support social and cultural awareness parades, pride parades, festivals, or events. You had to make big donations to support those. So this is what the Democrats were doing. All that activism that looked grassroots wasn't. It was the result of a terror campaign. And that's why you saw two things that scared the heck out of the left. Their culture is fake. People don't like it. The support for instance, transgender men in sports has dropped by 14 percentage points. Not 14%, 14 percentage points to the general population since this crap stopped. Because it was never real. It was designed to make you think it was everywhere and everybody loved it, so you should too. They fire their DEI departments. They stop funding the pride parades. They stop funding the Black Lives Matter crap. That was part of this too. You had to give or else you weren't diverse. You couldn't get a good score. Now pay attention to this. Watch what the culture begins to look like in the coming years. This is why the Sydney Sweeney ad struck such a chord. People don't know any of the background I just gave you, but they recognize a familiarity in it. This is what commercials look like in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. They use sex to sell. What kind of sex? Overt heterosexuality. Why? Because half the population, except Barack Obama, loves hot women. It sells stuff. And women want to look like hot women. Because the other half of the population, minus liberal women, love men and want to appeal to them. They want her jeans because he thinks she looks cute. Oldest marketing trick in the book. But you know what it is? It's normal. And it appeals to normal drives that normal humans who are not Barack Obama have. And that's why they destroyed themselves. But it's over now. Anyway, if you want to read about Barack Obama's terror campaign, the left's utter failure to remake the society. So everybody will say, oh, Trump won and it's just stopped. No, it didn't just stop. We got the FBI out of Twitter. We removed their headquarters. And now we're getting Barack Obama out of the corporate headquarters of this country. And it's changed the culture like nothing you've ever seen. And it's not going to stop. And that's why the left's going wild. And so what they're going to try to do is tank the stock and destroy Sydney Sweeney. And if American Eagle refuses to apologize and the stock continues to go up, Kitty, bar the door. You're going to see a cultural explosion that makes it look and feel like America again. By the way, start noticing this because my husband and I have been noticing this. Our family, even our kids notice that there's movies, shows that are before Obama and after Obama, before Human Rights Campaign and after Human Rights Campaign. Human Rights Campaign very quickly hit the dust this past fall. Remember what all the headlines were like? Oh, Disney pulling woke scenes out. And you had disasters like the newest Snow White, where it was all made and promoted before the release during the height of the Human Rights Campaign, where you had to have all these weird woke themes, or you were going to get a bad rating if you made Obama and his friends mad. The censors embedded in 535 of these companies. You wouldn't get a good Human Rights Campaign score. Yeah, well, stuff made then looks one way. And stuff made market that came out after, or where a lot of the production was done after, looks a different way. Like, for instance, F1, the movie. We went to see it as a family. Loved it. It was fantastic. No woke themes of any kind. No gay themes. No woke themes. None. Just a movie. In fact, if you even look at the minority composition of the characters, it was back in sync with what society is. We expect to see some minority faces. It's just what society looks like, but not a majority of minority faces. Not everyone has to look like Obama. It's okay if movies reflect society. Again. And we're starting to see it in the newest stuff coming out. Now, we'll even talk when we're watching something. Oh, wow, look, what is that? What are they ramming more gay stuff at? Oh, yeah, okay, it was made in 23, yeah. It would have had to pass the Human Rights Campaign litmus test. We can tell in our family. Kids will look, yeah, and they know because they know about the Human Rights Campaign. I've talked about it. And they'll be like, yeah, that's why that woke scene's there and mom and dad are having to fast forward through, you know, yet another really grotesque gay romance rammed down your throat that you didn't want to see. Because why? Because 95% of the population, probably more, is not gay. That's not relatable. I mean, you know, you want to watch it, great. It's free country. Go watch it. I don't care, but it's not relatable. It does not reflect the majority. Texter writes, does that mean Doug Imhoff's daughter is not the most beautiful girl in the world? Man, that girl was ugly. No, we had to believe she was beautiful, though. Somebody earlier was talking about the uglification of America. Yeah. What is anything that is anti-hetero? If you're heterosexual and something is beautiful, are you going to be attracted to it? Yeah, if it's opposite sex. If it's ugly, are you? No. Well, that's it. Strip the femininity, strip the masculinity. Everybody's soy like Obama. Obama tried to through the Human Rights Campaign and the Democrats, remake society in their image. Genderless, sexless. Weird. With weird attractions. That didn't work. Texter writes, Tara, who in the world is Sydney Sweeney? An American Eagle is still a brand? Where have you been? You must have been under a rock. Oh, my friend. Go online. I don't care where. You'll see what I mean. Texter writes, Obama promised to fundamentally transform America, and they were through censorship. This is the corporate side of the coin. And Texter writes, now there is a black female Spartacus. Again, when was it made? When was it planned? When was it funded? Folks, the changes that are coming, and everybody will remember the Sydney Sweeney ad as the beginning of it, but it started before. And it started with literally hundreds of companies saying to the Human Rights Campaign, get out, no more. We're not turning our hiring and commercial marketing data over to you anymore. And we're not putting woke characters in all of our commercials. We're not going to Dylan Mulvaney Bud Light the world. And this is it. This is the turning point. It's why this struck a nerve.